All right. Dalen Carnell, Missouri Tigers. Thanks for joining us.
Yes, sir. Thanks for having me.
I think your dad might be our biggest fans, man. He's
yeah, he always he always be talking about y'all. He watches all the time, so he be tuned for sure.
Tell him thank you for us. We really appreciate it. But the only time, like, if we got, like, let's say we got Missouri as the second best team, he's like, what the hell? You don't got a number one? I mean, what's up with that?
What do you think that is? I mean, and one thing I love about your dad is it feels like he's always beating the Mizzou drum, you know. And we were just talking off air. You know, there's four teams in this conference that are currently going back to back 10 win seasons.
Yeah.
And it's like we're not talking about Mizzou. I don't understand the disrespect that's coming. But obviously, there's a lot of names going on to the league. But there's a big group that's staying behind. So team leaders coming together, what was the, I guess, the battle cry that you guys have for this upcoming year?
We really don't pay attention to all that preseason stuff. The preseason stuff really don't matter as much. You know what I'm saying? You still got to go out there, put the pads on, let the pads do the talking. So, I mean, obviously I feel like we're being, like, not talked about enough, but we just got to go out there and prove it on the field.
How much pride do you take in the fact that Mizzou's changed a lot? Been there, the stadium upgrade, facility upgrade.
Yeah.
I mean, fans are showing out. I mean, they already showed out before, but it seems like it's on another level now. You're leaving it. Well, you're not leaving it yet, but, I mean, when you do leave it, it's in a way, way better place than when you got there.
Yeah.
How much pride do you take in that?
Yeah, I take a lot of pride in that. I feel like the new end zone, the new north end zone that's being built is a product of Mizzou being on the up and up and continue to go up. I feel like if we didn't have them back-to-back 10-win seasons, maybe that's not being built, you know what I'm saying? So winning definitely plays a factor, and I feel like everything better is when you're winning. So, yeah.
Speaking of winning, I was at the Oklahoma game, and I tell you what, I've been to a lot of football games. Ain't nothing been as crazy as the ending of that thing.
Yeah, that game was crazy.
What was the feel in the locker room after that game?
Nah, we was hyped, especially getting Zion Young getting that touchdown. Zion here. Yeah, the one that got the touchdown, the DN that got the touchdown for the game winner. It was just a lot of excitement because we knew the rivalry and what it was back then and stuff, bringing it back. So we knew it was a big game. We definitely wanted to win that game.
Now we've seen Luther chips, seen some players have cookies.
Yeah.
Are you getting any chips, any cookies? What's up with this fall?
So this fall, I think I'm breaking this. I don't know if I'm supposed to, but hey, oh well. But this fall at the games, on the popcorn, I'll be on the little popcorn thing when you
That's
buy
awesome.
So the stadium. So, I mean, I'll be on that.
Maybe your dad can say.
Yeah, I was going to say, you never come to this show empty-handed. You always got to have some sort of food with you. So. Hey, I got to ask, man, one of the cool things, they were talking about the drum, and I was looking at it, and unfortunately I didn't get to hit the drum even though I was really close to it. But then I saw the little golf cart with a helmet, and I got to ask you, have you got to take that thing out for a spin yet?
Nah, I've never been on the little golf cart. I've never been on it. I see it every game, but I ain't never been on it. Nah.
What's it like playing for Coach Drink? Because we see him down here, and man, he's the, like, the biggest personality now in the SEC. Seems like.
Yeah, I love playing for Coach Drink. You know, he's a big players coach. You know what I'm saying? It's real easy to talk to him. He's a real goofy guy, like just like he is on social media. So he's a goofy guy, but when it's time to be about business, he's about business too, though.
Is that kind of the mentality? I want to ask you, since you kind of embrace this area, especially this Kansas matchup, that's the one that keeps popping up. And I thought I understood the hatred, and now I've got people are sending me books. They're like, you don't get how bad. But when even at that Oklahoma game, they were singing a song about a team that's not even on your schedule, but it is this year.
Yeah.
So how big is that rivalry going to be this season?
Nah, it's big. Coach Drink has had like 2-3 former players come back and talk to us about the rivalry, like players that's played in the game, and just so we're prepared to, like, so we know, like, what's at stake and, you know, all that stuff like that. So, I mean, we know how big it is, and Coach Drink has been emphasizing how big it is, and we definitely want to get that win at home.
Is it cool, though, to be – you're kind of like the hunted? Because we've talked – years ago, we'd heard Arkansas fans, that's not a rivalry. Well, it's not a rivalry because they can't even beat Missouri. Last year, we heard from all the Oklahoma people, oh, we don't respect Missouri. Sure as hell respect them now. Now Kansas, I mean, everybody is hunting Missouri.
Yeah.
I mean, what's that feel like?
I mean, I don't really know, you know what I'm saying? But our mentality is still we going out hunting, you know what I'm saying? We still want to go get teams and stuff like that. We still on the up and up. We still got goals and things we want to accomplish, so we want to go out there and act like we still hunting and go get teams. So yeah.
Yeah, what is your goal? What's your personal goal that you want to hit this season? You got, is it a number? Is it a win? Is it, what is your personal goal going into 25?
My personal goal is just lead the team as far as I can lead them. You know what I'm saying? Coach Drink always tells us, like, it's no bad team, just only bad leaders. I feel like that's true. The last two teams I've been on, we had great leadership. And then when we were 6-6, 6-7, the leadership wasn't that good. So I really believe that. And then, you know, I feel like winning take care of everything else. Like, when the winning comes, I feel like the personal accolades will come with it. So I just want to win as many games as possible, get to that SEC championship game. And you win the SEC championship game, you're in the playoffs.
A little disappointed. Yeah. I thought the goal would be meet Cousin Shane. But, you know, whatever. If you want to win football games, I get it.
Missouri added a lot of guys via the transfer portal this year. Who has stood out to you after spring? Be like, man, we got some real players out of the portal this year.
Yeah, I'll speak on the defensive side of the ball because that's who I'm with the most. Damon Wilson, for sure. That dude is a dog. Josiah Trotter, linebacker from West Virginia, transfer from West Virginia, he's a dog. He plays at 140 miles an hour every play. He's going to make a lot of plays for us this year. And then we got a lot of safeties that came in, but one of y'all probably most notable is Jalen Catalan. You know, he's been in the SEC before. He's been there, done that. So he's a veteran guy that this is seventh year. He's an old man.
Yeah.
This is seventh year. I be getting on him about that all the time. But, I done learned some stuff from him. Even me being myself being older, I've learned from him. So them some of the guys. It's more, but them like some of the main guys, yeah.
Last thing I got for you, man. I appreciate you taking time to come over here. You know, you guys, I mean, going against Luther and Theo, I always believe iron sharpens iron. So I feel like the reason we talk about how great the defensive backs are at Mizzou is because they're going against the best. We got a new crop coming in. We got some new guys coming in. Is there anybody on that side of the football that is like, hey, brother, we ain't going to have as much drop-off as you think?
Yeah, on the opposite side of the ball, yeah, Kevin Coleman, easily. Kevin Coleman from Mississippi State, he going to have a big year. He going to be one of the best receivers in the SEC. I truly believe that. And I feel like I know I went against Luther every day. He a real good – and Kevin Coleman, a real good receiver. He going to make a lot of noise this year. As he did last year, he was just on a not as good team. So he going to make a lot of noise this year for us, for sure.
Nice. All right, man. Well, I know our time is brief with you, so I just want to say thanks for coming out, man.
Appreciate
you. Enjoyed SEC Media Days.
Yeah.
And tell your dad he'll get a koozie as soon as I get that popcorn. So.
All right. I appreciate y'all.